AgBioScience is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau.
Aligning incentives is actually super, super important in healthcare. And I really wanted to build a business where we make more money and are more successful financially and as an organization if we extend the lifespan of dogs and keep them healthy longer, right? There is no adverse incentive. I mean, literally, if your dog is on our drug longer, we will make more from your dog and your dog will live longer.
Welcome to AgBioScience, the number one podcast in the world for innovation in food, animal health, plant science, ag tech, and agriculture. Here is your host, Agrinovis CEO, Mitch Fraser.
Welcome back to a special edition of Ag Bioscience as we look back at the big stories from June 2024. I'm here with Kayla Chittister. Kayla, happy day.
Happy June. How'd we get here?
Happy June indeed. We have been on the road. We have covered a ton of ground and a lot is happening across the ag bioscience economy. We have four big stories from June 2024. The first one, the Animal Health Nutrition Technology Innovation Conference.
You nailed it.
Ooh, long. In Boston. Talked with a number of different companies. Really fun to join a panel discussion on investments in animal health. A lot of discussion around how best do innovations continue to materialize in a world that actually benefits the producer, benefits the rancher, benefits the farmer. That was a lot of fun. Then we talked with four incredible scientists.
Yeah, some of them you've heard already on Ag Bioscience. Dr. Eve Banks from MyRNA. She was super great. And then Mark from Ruminant Biotech also joining us this past Monday as well.
It is incredible to see what really bright minds applied to some of the biggest challenges in global health, not just animal health, but global health are tackling. We had a chance to catch up with Dr. Johanna Majama at Gecko Vet, really cool company using the power of digital in a world, in the veterinary science world, that is really challenged on a labor front.
Yeah, we talk about it all the time, right? Labor challenges driving innovation. And what I think is really interesting about what Johanna is working on is that she's creating a tool additive to the veterinarian's, you know, working experience. It's not meant to replace a vet. It is meant to enable a vet to do more quickly.
You can't scale people, but you can use technology to scale their impact. Here's Dr. Johanna Majama, Gecko Vet CEO.
When we started back in 2018, the OpenAI generative AI did not exist.
Sure.
In public, at least for us. And the whole world has changed. The mindset has changed because vets, we are not the most receptive ones to try anything new. But I think this whole big change with the AI today has opened even our minds for having some technology to actually have the support while we are doing the best care for our patients. And I think that is exactly what we are now taking into account, that, you know, the technology, it changes every week. But what we have as a foundation is a scientific database that we can then now apply with the new technology. So we can, the better the AI tools are, the better for us, because we can put them on top and enhance our technology and the platform and enhance the usability for the end user. But still, everything is science-based and lies on that foundation. That hasn't changed anywhere. And I think one of the key things is that when we have everything structured, and now we can have from the PIMS the free text mapped into a very scientific structured data pieces, the beauty is that when the vets use and they get that confidence of treating their patients, at the same time, what they actually do is that they produce a real-world evidence and real-world data, which is the new science that we can capture real time in a structured format globally. And that is something
powerful.
That I'm fascinated about, knowing what's out there, what's happening, what are the findings, what are the diseases related to the animal details, which breeds, at which age, which, you know, how much they weigh when they get these kind of a diseases, and what's the difference between US and, say, Finland.
Sure.
And that's an endless thing, and that's fascinating to have real-world evidence finally for animal health.
Really incredible innovation happening at Gecko Vet. I feel like we spent more time in Boston last week in the companion animal space than we typically get to. And so a lot of really neat innovation, including therapeutics for dogs and the ability to extend a dog's wellness and lifespan. We heard from the founder of Loyal, Celine Hallowa, and she talked a lot about her approach to fundraising, as well as the economics behind innovation and both needing to be necessary in order for her to be successful. Let's hear from Celine.
And one of the biggest challenges I find with people who are coming from the biological sciences and trying to get the money to translate it, because it's expensive, venture is a great way to do that, is really just building an understanding of an empathy for, candidly, the business model of VC and what they need and what they're looking for. And really, for venture capital, it's all about, they invest a certain amount of money at a certain valuation, underwriting certain risks that are key risks, that if those risks are completed or turn out positively, your company is objectively going to be more valuable at the end of the day. And why is that place that you're trying to go a valuable company? So, you know, my background's not in finance. Like, I was at an event with some of our investors the other day, and there was literally a whole joke line about how I didn't know how to use a spreadsheet, and they had to, like, teach me how to use a spreadsheet. Like, no exaggeration, but it's really important to learn these things, even if you do come from a technical background like myself, because it's important to understand that, yes, dog longevity is something that we all want, and it's a really good business if we can make it work. And that's not bad, right? Aligning incentives is actually super, super important in healthcare, and I really wanted to build a business where we make more money and are more successful financially and as an organization if we extend the lifespan of dogs and keep them healthy longer, right? There is no adverse incentive. I mean, literally, if your dog is on our drug longer, we will make more from your dog and your dog will live longer, right? And that's a really kind of unique thing that you get in animal health, where it's at a super high level, and we could detour into this for hours probably, but it's actually much more difficult in human health to have those aligned incentives in such a clean way. And so it really just became an understanding of what are the mechanics of the business, what's the margin, what's exclusivity, why can we do it, how are we going to go to market, what does this company look like at scale, what are the risks we have to getting there, how do I think we're going to tackle those risks, and then supporting them in the diligence. And you know, it sounds easy when I say it, but it, you know, it took years to get really, really good at this. And actually, the Series B that I raised, I tried to do it at the beginning of 2022 and I failed. Ended up also being the worst quarter in, you know, a very long time for growth stage deals. But I still think it would have been possible if I'd known and learned at that point that what I do now. So it's tough out there, but I think if you really understand your business and understand what VC needs, what their business is, and that the foundations of your business make sense, it's still doable.
I love what Celine is doing. She, the team at Loyal, one of the largest ag tech venture capital raises here so far, 2024. It was interesting, Kayla, as we talked with a lot of these innovators. I think Mark was another one at RBT, Ruminant Biotech, that talked about their cap table, the investors within the company, not traditional ag tech investors.
Yeah, they said, in fact, you know, a lot of sustainable investors, green technology investors, things like that, more interested in what they're doing.
It's wild when you begin to look at the full spectrum of animal health investors, as we were at the Animal Health Conference in Boston. So many focused on science, but it's a pretty small world. I think it's why we saw Jeff Simmons and the team at Elanco in May announce their commitment to begin to seed an animal health innovation fund at the One Health Innovation District.
Yeah, and that wasn't the only announcement from Elanco either.
Not the only announcement from Elanco in May. In fact, in late May, I think the final day, if I remember correct, of the year, or of the month rather, FDA announcement, well, Elanco made the announcement of FDA approving or completed their review of Bovaer, their methane-reducing feed ingredient.
Isn't it interesting? One tablespoon. That's a feed additive, right? One tablespoon of Bovaer per lactating dairy cow per day can help dairy farmers make progress on their sustainability goals. I can't remember quite. You said it was up to 30% or around 30%?
30%, about 1.2 metric tons of carbon dioxide equivalent annually. So let's rewind that. Feeding one tablespoon of Bovaer per lactating dairy cow per day reduce methane emissions about 30%, 1.2 metric tons annually. That's incredible.
And when you really want to think about it in terms of an apples to oranges comparison that we can all understand, there's this little infographic that Elenco made that shows if you feed 1 million cows Bovaer for a year, it's like reducing emissions equivalent to removing more than 285,000 cars from the road for a year. Wow. I think that that's crazy. It's feeding 1 million cows Bovaer. So I would assume that's over the span of a year as well. I will have somebody at Elenco fact check me on that.
I'm sure that's correct.
It will.
It was a big announcement for Jeff Simmons, the CEO of Elenco and the team at Elenco back late May, rolling into June. FDA completing their review, determined the product meets safety and efficacy requirements for use in lactating dairy cows. Awesome work. And really a theme that we heard in Boston at the Animal Health Innovation Conference, what we saw from Elenco with Bovaer. And what has been so exciting, so energetic, so exhilarating when we start talking with students about the opportunities in ag bioscience?
Yeah, so we've had the opportunity over the last month-ish to host about 30 college students from across the state of Indiana on company tours. And so we get them together and do a nice networking dinner with some of our, you know, really good friends and leaders from across the state. And then take them and show them these companies and the innovative things that are happening. And I think what has been most impressive this year has been the range of students and the range of college campuses that have joined us, from Ball State to Purdue to IU to IU Indianapolis and everywhere in between. It's been really awesome to see their interest in what we're doing.
I love the word awesome, especially in this context, because it is awe-inspiring what happens. These are students who never thought about a career in ag, most of them. Never thought that this was even a thing. And, you know, part of our job, those that are listening, Kayla, you and I, our feet hit the floor in the morning, we think about this of how do you shine a spotlight on careers in ag bioscience? We care a lot about food, animal health, plant science, ag tech, agriculture. And it's so easy to get focused that, well, this is an ag thing or this is a food thing. Well, we need scientists. We need engineers. We need data scientists. We need every kind of vocation that is imaginable to be part of the future of ag bioscience. And these career tours really do inspire the art of the possible. We heard from a young lady, one of the Field Atlas attendees for the Field Atlas career tours from Ball State.
Yeah, Rylan Puckett. She's amazing. She is. And we had her talk with Hoosier Ag Today about her experience. Chemistry student.
Yes.
Just wanted to learn more and fell in love. Fell in love to the point where she returned for the second tour a couple of weeks later and is really deeply invested in getting to get into this industry and learn more. She's a chemistry major. Just by happenstance. Well, we made that happenstance happen. So
we had our thumb on the scale for sure. What I love so much about what Rylan shared with Eric Pfeiffer from Hoosier Ag Today is this spark. Let's take a listen to Eric's interview with Rylan from Hoosier Ag Today.
My name is Rylan Puckett. I am a junior at Ball State University currently, and I am majoring in chemistry.
Rylan was one of 12 college students from Indiana universities who toured Fair Oaks Pig Adventure and did a farm tour with West Lafayette-based SelinfTech last week. The event was part of Agrinovus Indiana's Field Atlas platform to build awareness of the ag bioscience industry and connect them with careers and on-farm experiences. Rylan explains why she was interested in joining.
As a first-generation student, there was not too much exposed to me about college or really what you can do. And being a chemistry major on top of that is such a broad major that you can do so much with. I really would just love to open my scope of what's actually available out here to me other than, you know, what we're used to hearing as, I don't know, just being in cosmetology lab or something like that. I want to make an impact.
After seeing the great care given to the pigs at Fair Oaks and the work being done with fertilizer and other nutrients, Rylan felt a spark for agriculture.
It honestly is breeding a want of innovation. Like, I want to be someone who can help to make our food life better or just anything that us humans use day to day, I now have a spark in me that's like, I can create something. Like there are more ideas out here to be created. Like, we haven't capped out.
Rylan has opened her mind now to a future in the ag space and is interested in learning more about careers that align with her chemistry background. She encourages other students across Indiana to check out the Field Atlas program from Agrinovis so they can have a similar experience.
There is a hidden world literally under here. I can say I was one of the people who thought there was not much to agriculture or just the hard work that goes behind it. But after taking the tour today, I see there's a whole family, and it's a family that is looking to grow and is breeding creativity and innovation. There is so much room. I can see it. I can see the vision of agriculture growing, and even how other people, if your major or interest is in agriculture, there is a place for you here that has been emphasized, and it is honestly comforting. As a chemistry major, you think, there's nothing here for me, but there is. There's a spot for everyone here, and I love it.
In addition to Ball State, students from Purdue, IU, IUPUI, Indiana State, Manchester, Marion, and Franklin College join the tour with majors like biology, food science, pharmacy, nutrition, and data science. Learn more about the Field Atlas program at our website, HoosierAgToday.com.
The career tours were fantastic. A special thank you to Indiana Corn Marketing Council, Indiana Soybean Alliance for sponsoring the event along with Premier Ag Cooperative. We had a chance to go down to see more, to visit Ryan Priest and his team at Premier on our second tour. And the way that he is able to connect the food we eat back to what they do was just really, really remarkable. So thank you, Ryan. That was great.
Ryan, we appreciate you. And for those that are in ag, those that are in ag bioscience, wherever you fall in this equation, if you get a chance, please spend some time with young people. We built Field Atlas, myfieldatlas.com. You can find it online as a way to bring new students, new people into this career that, you know, we know this is the only economy in the world that touches every person on the planet.
Had to be said.
And it's because it's true. The more students see this, the more collectively that we can bring folks in here, the greater opportunity we have for great companies to continue to thrive and grow here, not just in Indiana, but across the country and around the globe.
Yeah, and if you're a student, I believe in a call to action. We will open a pre-registration for our 2025 tours later this year. And so keep an eye on Field Atlas, myfieldatlas.com. You can also subscribe to be part of our email list, and that's how you'll hear more about getting to apply to be a part of next year's tours.
And it's only appropriate that we wrap up with a call to action.
Of course.
Ag Bioscience, this podcast, this team will be on the road a lot in July. The first stop will be in Indianapolis, July 17th. You can hear more about some of the work that we are advancing, and I am over the moon excited about what we're going to launch July 17th.
Yeah, journey with us to 2050. It's going to be a great time.
You know, it's one of those things where you look at how do you grow an economy, and there's lots of different ways you can do it, but we need to make sure that any growth that we collectively work on together has to be future focused. We worked with a team of researchers to take a look at what we thought the future could be, what are the big trends that will affect the future in 2050, and then we work backward to where we are today in 2024. We'll unpack that research, give you some insight into what trends we think will shape this economy. Also enlightens us around where opportunities exist. So if you're an entrepreneur, an investor, a student, whomever you are, lots of good insight, lots of good people who will join us on stage. That's July 17th in Indianapolis. And you can register now online at agrinovisindiana.com/quadrant.
You know, we've come to the end of this, and we do prepare for this podcast in case anyone was wondering. And when we were putting together the show notes as the producer of this show, it never did dawn on me that it is the end of June, which means when the calendar clicks over to Monday, July 1, Mitch, we have news.
We do. What's the news?
This very podcast is going video, guys.
Yes.
You forgot.
I did.
We've traumatized you.
So this podcast starting July 1. So next Monday, July 1, 2024, Ag Bioscience will not just be the number one ag tech podcast in audio form. The Ag Bioscience podcast will also be in video form. And Monday's episode is incredible.
Yeah. I'm not going to tell you who the guest is. I'm holding on tight to that one. It's our first video guest. I feel very protective of it. You just have to tune in or click play on Monday to watch. You can find it online at agrinovisindiana.com. Click on podcast. We're also available on the YouTubes.
YouTube, wherever you get your podcast, the Agrinovis website, ideally on your favorite social media platform. It is a big day for us. It truly is. We have grown this podcast to now, we talk about it often. It is the number one ag tech podcast in the world, among the top 5% of all podcasts worldwide. To add video is only possible because of those who are listening. And so sincerely, thank you. Please check us out. Give us a review. Let us know what you think in the comments section of YouTube on how this new video format's working for you. We would love your feedback.
Yeah, we're excited.
We are excited. We look forward to seeing you next week. I'm Mitch Frazier. On behalf of the entire Agrinovis team,
saying thanks for listening. We look forward to seeing you real soon.
Ag Bioscience is a podcast by Agrinovis Indiana, hosted by Mitch Frazier, produced by Kayla Chittister and Fabian Rodriguez, photography and design by Kaylee Kerr. If you like today's episode, subscribe, rate, and review so we can bring you more conversations just like this. Get all episodes of Ag Bioscience at agrinovisindiana.com.